from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation, it's harvest time. Holiday greetings to you, and we are so blessed today that you are a part of this wonderful Harvest Time service. We will be very pleased to bring you wonderful music of Christmas and a great message from the Word of God entitled, Even Unto Bethlehem, which will be preached in a few moments by our Harvest Time radio minister, C.M. Becton. We would be very happy if you would contact friends, and let's have a great time today in this very special Christmas service.
They laid him in a lowly manger, for there was no room in the inn. And though a king he was a stranger to the little town of Bethlehem, a stranger so close around him.
Thank you.
many of you have heard through the years, Christmas is a very special time to all of us, but I think the greatest joy of Christmas is how the entire world, it seems, pauses to remind us that Jesus Christ did come into the world. Maybe tomorrow will be different, and maybe yesterday was very full of tense stress. But Christmas Day is the time when the world pauses to remember Jesus, whether they want to or not. The stores are closed and people are home for Christmas. Thank you, Lord, for Christmas. There are those who say Jesus was not born at this time of the year. The point is, we're honoring his birth, and that is something very, very special. Bev Trump sings for us a good song that seems to say a lot. It is entitled, I Will Magnify the Lord. The Magruder's Tape, Magruder's in Motion. An exciting time of gospel singing Southern style by a terrific, terrific group of young people who are dedicated totally to the message of Jesus Christ. You've got to have the want to. I forgive you. Since I gave my life a new start, talking about heaven, to mention only a few of the songs that are on this exciting tape, Magruder in Motion. A love gift to the ministry of Harvest Time is important, even at this Christmas time. There are stations that are requesting that we broadcast to them. There are people who need to hear the message that Harvest Time brings. The unique message of Harvest Time is different than any other religious broadcast of an international scale. Your involvement financially is vitally important. We would ask you to pray earnestly and give generously at this Christmas season to the ministry of Harvest Time. Both our Harvest Time ministers, D.M. Becton and Nathaniel A. Urshan, are eager to hear from you and to know that you are holding up their hands with your finance and your prayers. We will be looking forward to hearing from you, and we wish to you and yours a marvelous, marvelous Christmas. The Choir of Greater Peace Tabernacle in Baytown, Texas, under the direction of Christine Marcus, sing for you at this time. Let all the world this night rejoice. Message entitled, Even Unto Bethlehem, your Harvest Time Radio minister, C.M. Becton. Brother Becton.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Luke 2:15. These are words of the shepherds who were seeking that haunting, elusive, vital reality, the knowledge of God, our Savior. Job speaks for every individual when he cried out, Oh, that I knew where I might find him. The wise man Solomon put it well when he said that God has put eternity in the human heart. God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in him. And so the cry goes on, Where is he? Where is he? In answer to that eternal question, there came to the shepherds a song, Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There is an answer to the question of every heart, Where is God and what is he? You will find him in Jesus Christ and nowhere else. Keep on the one side all the great works of theology and philosophy, all the creeds, all the dreams of poet and artist, all the elaborate ceremonies and symbols of the many religious systems man has devised, and let Jesus stand on the other side in his matchless clarity, simplicity, and spiritual beauty. And if we are wise, we will gladly let all the rest go and be content in Jesus Christ. God is in Christ. He that hath seen him hath seen the Father. Thank God for days and seasons that causes us to give ourselves wholly to its definite and rich meaning. It is such a season that we are observing now. Not only those who know the Lord, but the whole world must give thought, whatever it may be, to the fact that God clothed himself in human form and came to this earth. Thank God that he came, and we worship him as we think now of his birth. However, the early church did not dwell so much on his birth. The cry of early Christianity was, Let us now go unto Calvary. It is not strange that at the outset, Christian thought and feeling dwelt almost exclusively about the cross and the open tomb. There was the marvelous new revelation of God's loving kindness, our redemption from sin, and relief from the fear of death. Other parts of the Christ story almost faded out of sight. Paul's letters are full of tender and adoring references to the cross and the resurrection, but there are few definite allusions in them to the birth, the life, the words that led up to the final sacrifice and the glory that followed. Down through the centuries, that has been the dominant impulse. Let us go unto Calvary. We do need to go to Calvary. We shall always need that above all else. So long as men sin and need forgiveness and cleansing, so long as there is suffering and evil in life, so long will men and women and children need to find their way to the cross and the open tomb for light on the real meaning of life and death. God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians 6:14. But it all starts with a shepherd saying, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Without that journey, we would not find the full meaning and beauty of the revelation of God in Christ. We see a little helpless babe, not a divine hero, marching on victoriously to a sacrificial death, achieving redemption for all the world. Not a divine teacher bringing wonderful words of life. Here is a helpless, soft, dependent little bit of humanity. He can do nothing for anyone. He needs care and devotion. He cannot teach any great truths. He cannot even say a word. He lies in the manger, a helpless, needy little bundle of human flesh. But God is there. The promise of the ages, the hope of the future, the salvation of the world is in that helpless little child. Thoughts and feelings rise as we stand here at the little town of Bethlehem, too great to find adequate words. But this is what Bethlehem says to us. God is in the world. God is in His world, in its natural processes, in its simple life, in its humblest places, not only in the heroic figures and deeds, the great men, the sublime acts, the tragic splendor of crisis. Not only in beautiful and appealing messages and lofty teachings and deathless words, God is in all of these. But down deeper still, God is in all of human life. In the little village, no less than in the great city. In the poor and humble home, and even where there is no home and no room. In the helpless appeal of every little child. In the simple love and tenderness of every true home. There is nothing left out. All is engulfed in the influence and presence and love of God. It may not be too significant in the different relation of Christmas and other special days, but look at this with me. The day of the cross is always a Friday. The day of resurrection is always a Sunday. But Christmas is any day of the week. It can be a Monday or a Tuesday or any other day. What a beautiful reminder it is of our Lord's promise. Lo, I am with you always. This blessed truth is what Christianity and all the world needs right now. That God in Christ has to do with all of life. That God is not far off or apart from His world, but very near. To churches that has too often limited the divine presence to cloisters and cathedrals, and sermons, and sacraments, and creed, and ritual. This season whispers, all that may be, but let us now go unto Bethlehem and see a new revelation of God. When God would come in fullest revelation, He came in a helpless child, in a humble family, in a home set in a stall, in a little town among simple folk, where every element of earthly pomp and glory was utterly absent. How could He more powerfully say, I want to save all mankind, to bless all of life, to be not the light of the few, but the light of the world. That is the God for which the weary world, the burdened life of man, is waiting. It wants something that will make a difference in all life. Such is our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to how Paul expresses it in 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. The only reason for his coming is that he might be our Savior. And there is not a better time than right now for you to repent of your sins, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What a joyous season this can be for you when you really realize that he loves you and doesn't want you to be lost. May God help you in this season to look to Bethlehem and then to the cross, for salvation can be yours at this very
in a little town called Bethlehem. So many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. They had no way of knowing that they
you came, and that we can know you in the power, pardon, and forgiveness of sin. Help everyone, Lord, to turn their eyes to you and look full in your wonderful face. And then the cares of life can grow strangely dim in the light of glory and grace. We'll thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Harvest.